We are learning Masechta Zedarim Daf Chav Tesam Abayz, and we are starting three lines at the bottom of Chav Tesam Aleph. The Gemara has a kasha like this. We just answer, we're talking about Ladami, and that's how he's saying that that's why it's Paka, because it's going to talk about Damim, and that's why it's Kedusha Damim, so it's Paka. According to Rava, Kedusha Guf is never Paka, so here we're talking about Ladami. And why isn't it a kasha about Pada right now at this point? The Teretz is because we're talking about Yopayda. The Sefer of Bryce says is another case. What happens if you say, I say, after 30 days should be a oyla, and from now already it should be a shlomim. So halacha is that it's taka right now a shlomim, and after 30 days it's oyla, that's the halacha. So what are you saying this case again? If you say that it says two cases, in order to megala to us, that one case talking about even when the shor is a tam and you made a kusha guf. So yam b'shalom chav kusha guf chav kusha damim haynu the itzurich le'tanal mis le'tarti. That's you have to say two cases. The sach da'at chamina kusha guf le'paka b'chdi. You would think kusha guf is not paka b'chdi. Kusha damim is paka b'chdi. I'm too lach atoni tarti. Therefore the Tanya says two cases. Eli amrit idi v'idi kusha damim. But if you say both cases are cases of kusha damim. What do you need two cases for? It's a kavachomer. In the reisha, we're talking about you first made an oil and then turned to shlomim. So it goes from kedusha chamura to kedusha kala. It goes from an oil which is more chamur to a kala which is shlomim to a lighter kedusha, and still paka goes off. Well, remember, if you say both talking about damim. So you told me it goes from Kedusha's Oila, Kedusha's Domim for Oila, to Kedusha's Domim of Shlomim. So Kedusha Kal, Kedusha Chamura, Tzrichu, maybe? You have to tell me it goes from a Shlomim to Oila? You have to tell me that? So obviously we're talking about Kedusha's Aguf and Kedusha's Domim. That's two cases. That's a Chiddush. I said two cases to teach you. Even by Kedusha's Aguf, still Paka Bechdi. So first of all, it's a Kasha on Rava. First of all, that you see from here that's the Ran speaks out. First of all, it's Kasha Rava. You see from here the Kushugov is Paka Bechdi. But as Ula, everything's good. Ula says Paka Bechdi, but even with Kushugov, that's not Shver. What? Not the ratio. No, the Sefer will be telling us. It's Megalata, so we wouldn't know which one was raised. It was two cases to tell us one of them is Kushugov. No. Oyla Shlom is saying Kushugov. Oyla Shlom just says, if it's a kedusha guf just means you bring the behemoth itself a carbon, and the dhamma means the money you transfer for a carbon. That's the difference between kedusha guf and kedusha dhamma. But oil is not more kedusha guf; it's more kedusha, and saif is dhamma or kedusha guf. So either case could be. It's just megalot those two cases. So on Rava for sure it's shver. But now the thing I want to say, maybe it's a kasha bar pada. The problem is bar pada. Rava was just trying to answer kasha, so it's not so shver on Rava. That's kefarlich. But bar pada says halacha. He says it's not paka bechdi. So Bishlama, if it was talking about Dambim, he had an Eitzah. He said, you know what the case was? You were Poided. But the halacha is, listen to this closely, Kedusha Gufi can't be Poided. If I say, this Shar is Oila, I can't be Poided, Adamum. I can't be Poided. So now, we have a first halacha, Kedusha Guf is Paka Mechdi, and Barpada is stuck. Bishlama instead of Dambim, which Barpada also holds Dambim doesn't go off by itself, we said the case was, he was Poided. That was the case in the Braisa. But now that we're talking about Kedusha Guf, what does Barpada do? He's stuck. There's a kasha on Barpada. That's the Gemara's question. So is there Bishlama, Rava? So Rava will slug up. I, the case of Kedushin, will say the chilik we said before, like in Abaya, that Kedushin is different because Kedushin never has a case of Lizman. But on Barpada, it's Shver, that what do you do? What does Barpada do? It's a first case. So let's see Gemara inside now. Lema dav tifta Barpada, don't only park Kedushin Bechdi. And here's a vuyah klar, Kedushin Bechdi. If Ishlam was dumb in him, then he said I was talking about opinion. But now they're saying it's Kedushin Guf. What do you do? Amra papa, omlach Barpada, kamar. This is what we're talking about here. We have to change the Bryce's words a little bit. Im loy oma ma'achsha shlomim, la'acha lamed yoim oyla. What he means to say is like this. The Sefer is saying this. Avada, the Rishis talk about Kedusha's Domim, and you appoint it. The Sefer is saying a new Chiddush. The case was like this. I said, La'ach alamed yoim, and I didn't say Ma'ach Shav Shlom. So what's the Chiddush? That the Chiddush is that can make an oil after 30 days. And we'll see why is that a Chiddush. We'll see in a second. Mi dehava, o'im le'isha, eskachi li la'ach alamed yoim, de mekadeshes v'abish shak l'mayis. Just like you find by Kedushin, I can say, here, arat mekadeshes li la'ach alamed yoim. And the halacha is mekadesh, even though the money is used up. So here also, if I say that this is oila after 30 days, it's chal. Zok demar pshita, it's pashut. It's pashut, the washing will work. So the Ran has a kasha, says, what do you mean? Maybe here it's a chiddush. By the money, there's a shibud, because I gave her kesef. She owes me kesef, so there's a shibud. So therefore, that's why, not halva, but there, since I gave you a kesef, it's a shibud, therefore it's chal. My shaykin here, who said it's chal? Who said it's chal? So he said, the Gemara already knew the teretz a little bit, that Mishirasa, Amirasa legvay, and Mishirasa had it. But upon him, the kasha is pasha shvichah for 30 days. He was chayza afterwards. He said, I want to make this oil for 30 days, but I'm being chayza. So honich lamandi yama ene chazeres. That's good if mandi yama says ene chazeres. The chiddush is that when you say this is oil for 30 days, you can't be chayza. El mandi chazeres ma'ik lameimar. So the Gemara, that whole machlek is chazeres, not chazeres, is by a regular kinyan, by a kedushin, or by a kinyan mamon. But by here it's different. I feel the man the mahasum chazeres hakashan. Here is different. The amirasa legavaya kimisirasa lehedit. When amirasa legavaya is like I gave it over to the hedit already, and you can't be chayzer lekuli yamatz. Kilu you said ma'achshav, and you can't be chayzer. So we have to still speak out that what is pshat in the sefer the brayser. Sefer the brayser is that you said the oil is for 30 days, and you didn't say ma'achshav shlam. So why is that a chiddush? So the ranza is two chiddushim, and the second chiddush is packed chiddush. The first chiddush is that's chal lachad am yom. What does that mean? The Gemara says that even though you're a chayzer, you can't be chayzer. Why? Amirasa legavaya kimisiras ledit. The second chiddush here is that it's mashma because I didn't say ma'achshav shlomim. But if I would have said ma'achshav shlomim, it would have stayed a shlomim the entire time according to Bapada. Why is that a chiddush? Could you think that the Bapada says that's not paka b'chdi is only if it's being paka? But let's say I say the first 30 days are shlomim and then after 30 days is going to upgrade. First class, ta'ilo. Maybe then he also is paka. Maybe only the not paka b'chdi is only when it's not going to upgrade. Maybe it's going to upgrade with paka b'chdi. That's one part of that chiddush. There's another part of the chiddush. Maybe the only thing that's not paka b'chdi is only there's nothing at the end of it. But here, if I made the oila first and then I put the shlom inside the little box of 30 days, maybe they also be paka b'chdi. So, and even more chiddushim, he says, more and more chiddushim like that. He says, Kamash below, no, that if you would have said shlomim, the halacha is, it would have been shlom only, not oila, because ain't paka b'chdi. That's by padashita. A padashita is, it's not paka b'chdi. According to Ula, it's paka b'chdi. And machlekes is, that by pad holds, even by kedushas domim is not paka b'chdi. And Ula holds by domim, like opponents, paka b'chdi. By kedushas aguf, already that's a shayla had to learn the brayso over here, it's paka b'chdi or not. But Ula only said it by mamonis. That's machlekes Ula and by pad. Now, regarding amirasa legavaya, so the Ram wants to say, so you see from here, if someone says, sell Azula tzedakah, lacha shloishim yoyim, says, this sells a bit tzedakah after 30 days, it can't be chayzer, because Amiras l'gavayah, that's what he wanted to taina. So he said, that maybe not, halacha l'mayis, maybe not, because maybe it's only according to Bar Pada, the whole kudush dom is like paka b'chdi. But if he rava and abaya, the whole kudush dom paka b'chdi, maybe, since he gazette signed the brayso kepashtei, and not have to say this, so then, you could zetzan by kedushas domim and say zu ben tzarach lemezu, or by other things. So there was not a raya. He said this whole thing that I want to tell you about tzedakah is only according to Pada's pshat. But lav dafka, we all agree that that's pshat in the brayso. So therefore, don't learn our halachas. V'amiras l'gvayah k'mizras l'hedit. Agaponim, that's what we're holding the sugya and metzshem on. When we learn daf lamed again, we will get back into this shaila of chayzes v'kedushas b'agaponim. That's what we're holding right now. We're stopping right here. Three lines at the bottom. Chotetz on base.